Okay, we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio, and this is your host, Reverend Adam. We may be joined by a co-host tonight, but for the meantime, we're going to go ahead and take callers shortly on today's show. You are listening once more to Psychic Talk Radio. Today, as we bring on each caller, we ask you to state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. We're doing one question per caller. If we don't have any callers behind you, we'll try and let you have some more questions. This is our regular show, so we're doing psychic questions today. Anything you really want to know about? We also want to announce our website, whose link is also available on the show description page here on Blog Talk Radio. So please check it out. Our website is howpsychic.com. Once more, that is howpsychic.com. That's howpsychic.com. Please go to the link in the description and check out the website. All private services and readings are available through there. So if you don't see something but you're really interested in receiving it or having a certain type of service provided, you can always go to our website's Contact Us page, and you'll see the phone number to contact us through or shoot us an email. Through there, we will get in touch, and we will be able to assist you. And it looks like we have a caller in the queue as we speak. We're going to go ahead and bring you on, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. This is caller with area code 724. First three digits are going to be 434. Hold on one moment. And hello, sure. Caller. You are live and on air.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. My name's Shay, and I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Yes, hello, Shay, in Pennsylvania. How are you doing today?
I'm okay. How about you?
I'm doing wonderful, doing wonderful. How can I assist you today?
Glad to hear. Thank you for asking. I was wondering if you saw a romantic connection with my youngest son's father.
Okay. Give me one moment here.
Yes,
I am
really
sensing a spark that hasn't quite died, but I'm also sensing some tension, and I'm feeling like there's something that was like there was a brief period of time. I wouldn't call it brief. I would say that there was an extended period of time of disconnect.
Okay.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just making sure I'm on the right frequency, okay? So
okay. There
is a spark there that hasn't quite died, but I'm sensing that there's still healing from the other side that needs to happen with the son's father.
Okay. When you say on the other side, you mean with meaning with his feelings, healing for him?
Yeah, with him. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now that part of
the
There's
a lot of healing that needs to take place.
Now,
okay.
That heal, do you mean as like him in general, but not from me, correct?
Yeah, this is going back to his childhood. This is going back to everything within his life that is traumatic, things he hasn't quite gotten over yet. I'm sensing insecurity. That's usually a sign that there's healing that needs to take place, and that usually goes back to the childhood.
Okay. All right. That's where
this
I
would
was.
Be your son's
I didn't
father.
Think, yes, and I didn't think you meant the healing from me. Because to be
no,
honest,
no, you've been working on that quite a while.
Really,
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I just wanted to make sure you and I were on the same length, but I took you correctly.
I got you. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Sometimes I'm very fast with my projections. So if I go too fast on the show, anybody, please just let me know. Mm-hmm.
No, I guess why I asked for clarity because I get mixed signals from him and from others that I've turned to for advice.
Yes.
And it's like I don't want to give up on him, but yet I don't want to set myself up for a false hope because I do precious time.
I understand.
And I do value time, mm-hmm. and I have the one-year-old, and I've been by myself for some time. I also have a 12-year-old
yeah.
who will be 12 on December 2nd. So,
okay.
Yeah, I never would have.
Okay. Yeah, there's a risk factor, you know. So I'm very blunt on the show. I tell both the good and the bad, and I do that as a professional everywhere. So just, you know, kind of go with it here. But it doesn't mean that I'm trying to be abrasive, but I like to state, you know, what I see. And what I'm feeling is that there is a spark there, but the love is not as strong as it could have been because this individual is not valuing themselves.
Okay.
At least not properly. The ego is there, but
mm-hmm.
the ego is fake. You see what I'm saying?
Right, right. Thank you. Oh, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I do. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
100%.
So the ego is a fake cover-up. The real
yeah.
value, the self-value is not there. It's not present where it should be. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we got to be aware of that. Now, what I'm sensing is that the chances of this taking hold and working out are not very good.
Okay.
Now, I don't like to deliver bad news, but like I said, I will tell the good and the bad and the ugly and everything in between. Okay? I feel like there was also some energy work that was on him, and I feel that that's been off of him now for a little while, but his ability to heal has not kicked in.
Okay. And that's what would keep us from reuniting in a positive way.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
At least I feel like you would reunite, but it wouldn't stick.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, this stuff that was on him, it feels a little generational, but it also feels like someone put something on him in the past. So I'm trying to get a hold, and I'm looking at it coming from both directions.
Thank you for looking into that.
Mm-hmm. So what I'm feeling here is he ended up pissing another person off, and they put something on him, and it was a way of, like, vengeance, okay? And this was not very good. This was not something that was healthy at all. This was actually quite a hindrance because it stopped him from continuing his path the way it was supposed to be. Now, I've seen you sending him energy for a while, so I feel like, you know, whatever energy, whatever work you have done to try and heal him of whatever dark energy was there, placed upon him that
right.
was not naturally there, that has helped remove it. Okay, but
okay.
now, you know, the healing has to happen, and the mechanism for that healing is not in place.
Okay.
And there's not a willingness to see themselves. There's this, like, they're claiming like they're willing to be better, but they're not doing the work.
Right. Now, back to the darkness that was, you know, placed upon him, per se, was that from a male or a female?
It was
that
a female.
What she meant? Like, okay. Now, how
it was
long
a female.
Ago would, how long ago would that have taken place that they, like,
okay,
before I came
into
his life
here.
Or after I
okay.
came into his life? And obviously, actually, the depth of these questions with this being his father, you know what I mean? And I have to have
fine.
Even more of alarm in his well-being.
You know, I'm getting that it was after you met him, because the generational stuff came beforehand, but the person that literally put something on him, this was after you had met him and been with him.
Okay.
And may have even happened during the process of you being with him. Because I'm getting like, okay, no, they're correcting me. They said it happened when you were with him.
Okay. Now,
they're giving me a little bit more specific here. I don't mean to interrupt you, but are you aware of cheating that may have occurred?
May, never confirmation of he always never admitted to anything like that. But there was a female that came into his life right when I got pregnant. It was like a domino effect, so it couldn't have been a worse timing. And that's really what put the wedge between him and I. And if I give you a name, would that help?
We could try for a name. Right now we don't have any other callers in the queue. Go ahead.
Okay, that's okay. Her name is Nicole, and I don't believe he knew her before me. I mean,
yeah,
I've got a
big confirmation on that one.
Okay.
Yeah. Big confirmation right away.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. So I do have another caller now, so we're going to move on.
Cool.
But if you would like my services, they are available through the website. The link is on the description, okay?
All right. Thank you for taking more than enough time this evening.
No problem. Thank you. And you too.
Thank you. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. And it looks like we have another caller here, but just shortly before we bring you on in line here, our website link is in the description on the show page. That website is howpsychic.com. Once more, that is howpsychic.com. Our next caller today is area code 830. First three digits are 446. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello. It's Justin from Texas.
Yes. Hello, Justin in Texas. How may I help you today?
Yes, sir. I know it's a spiritual awakening or the dark night of the soul, but I know my spirit guide is trying to tell me something, and I haven't been paying attention nor, like, either wanting to. And I'm just trying to figure, everything is confusing for me. That wasn't really a question, but what do you pick up? It's on a spiritual level, you know?
Yeah, I'm definitely picking up a spiritual shift, though. This is what the message is. It's about a major shift about to go on in your life, and it's about clearing out the spiritual garbage that no longer belongs.
Okay.
This also means sometimes letting go of people and connections that no longer serve our highest purpose. You're in a spiritual phase right now where you're supposed to be moving up a level. You're supposed to be going up a level, and you're kind of complacent where you are because you've gotten used to it. You know what to expect. And what's coming, you have no clue what to expect. You know, it's about that leap of faith as well. The universe has always got your back, so you got to remember that you are going to be fine, and you have more than enough capability for this next phase.
Well, thank you. Yes. All right. Makes sense.
Okay, wonderful.
Is there
thank
anything
you.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, and I do feel you could benefit from a private session, so please just reach out to us through our website, and I'll be more than happy to help you.
All right. Awesome. Thank you. What was your name?
My name's Reverend Adam.
All right.
All right. Many blessings to you. We're going to go ahead now and take our next caller. Give me one moment here. The next caller is 412. First three digits are 995. Hello, caller. You are being brought on air. Give me one moment. Yeah. Okay. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hi. How are you?
I am doing just peachy king. Fine. Fantastic today. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. That's a good answer. I like that.
Wonderful. Thank you. How can I help you?
Well, I don't know if you take a question like this. I lost my fiancé about 3 years ago. And
yeah.
I'm tired of being lonely, and I'm just wondering if you think I'll meet somebody, how to proceed on here.
Okay, and you're wondering if you're going to meet somebody, right?
Yes, I'm like okay. Ready to move on with my life.
Okay, okay. And what was the fiancé's name?
His name was Salim, S-E-L-I-M.
Salim, okay. You lost him to the other side?
Yes, he passed away,
okay.
Yes, about 3 years ago.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because he's coming in strongly with you, and he's telling you it's okay to go forward. And he's apologizing. He should have been more upfront. I don't know what that means, but he's saying he should have been more upfront with you.
Okay, I understand that.
Okay. Then I do get a projection that you are ready to move forward in so many ways consciously, but subconsciously we still need you to heal. You still need to heal. You need to communicate with him, and you need to be able to get that over with and out of the way so you can move forward. The answer ultimately is yes, you will be finding somebody, but only if you go through the proper healing. I feel like you've tried to do some healing, but you have not covered all of your bases yet. You need that
okay.
Final confirmation at the end.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any other questions for me? I can communicate a little bit more with him right now.
Well, I live right now in South Carolina because after he passed, I moved down here to help my brother, and then he passed.
Yeah.
So I'd like to move and go back
yeah,
to Pennsylvania.
Yeah, you've got three people on the other side, actually. Okay. You would like to go back where?
To Pennsylvania, where I was born.
Okay. Okay, I got you. Mm-hmm. One moment, please. Yes, moving back to Pennsylvania would be a good option, but it is not time for that yet. I am definitely getting you've got to tie up the loose ends where you are and then go, okay? And it shouldn't take you that long, but I want you to find what's called epigenetic healing. You really need to go through that right now. So if you want to reach out to me privately, I don't do that myself, but I have the right channels to refer you over to, okay?
Yeah,
epigenetic
yeah.
healing is where we take out the impressions and the traumatic experiences, and whatever needs healing emotionally is brought to the surface. At that time, you feel the emotion. You allow yourself to go through the emotion, and then that is the final release, okay?
Okay. And how do I get in touch with you, sir?
Yes, I will give you my direct phone number. Go ahead and
okay.
Do you have a pen and paper?
Yes.
Okay. The phone number is 443-319.
Okay.
You got that?
Yes.
3366, okay?
3366. Okay. Thank
yes.
you so much. I'll be in touch.
Yeah, you have 443-319-3366, correct?
Yes. Correct. That's what I have.
Okay. Thank you. That should be right.
Thank you.
My office hours are between 2 p.m. to about 5 a.m., okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. So our website for everyone tuning in and listening is howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com. That's howpsychic.com. The link is available through the description on the show page. And for those of you tuning in and listening today but would like to actually be brought into the queue, all you have to do is push the 1 on your touchtone phone as you have called in. The available call-in number, if you're listening to it online but need to call in, the call-in number is 323-642-1694. And we are taking callers with questions on any topic in their life today. Looks like we have our next caller here in the queue. Our next caller will be brought on momentarily. Bottom one. Okay. Next caller is 724-434. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
I'm sorry, Reverend. No, you already had me. This is Shay. I'm just listening to the rest of the show.
Okay. Thank you. All right. I think this is our next one then. 215-954. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hi. How are you doing this evening?
I am doing wonderful. How are you doing this evening, too?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for asking.
Good. Please say where you're calling from and go right into your question.
Okay. My name is Sue, and I'm calling from Pennsylvania. And I was wondering if my fiancé was going to propose to me this Christmas.
Okay. You know, that's a good question, but sometimes we are not permitted to give certain answers for certain questions because some things are intended to be surprises. I hope that alludes to the answer enough for you.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Can I ask
thank
another
you.
Question?
Yeah,
I ask
sure,
another
please.
Okay.
Yes, please.
I'm supposed to be moving in December. Is that going to be clear?
Okay, great question. One moment, please. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is going to be a good move. It will happen. But I do see the procrastination. You better start preparing now, okay? Because it's that procrastination always gets you at the last minute.
Yes, that's true. Definitely true.
Mm-hmm.
Is it soon? I mean, because we were talking about it and we're waiting to hear from the people and I
yeah, the message is coming back clearly. It's not going to take too long. I'm getting just a matter of a week at the most.
Oh, thank God. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, thank you very much. You have
You're more than
night.
Welcome. Hey, you too.
All right, you have a nice
thank you. All right, so you are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. We are taking callers with any questions and any topics of their life today. Remember, sometimes your question may not always be answered the way we expect. Our website is howpsychic.com. Once more, that's howpsychic.com. We're going to go ahead and take a short break now and listen to a little bit of music on the show, and we'll be right back with you. All right, we are now back, and we are still live and on air. For those of you listening out there to the show, we want to do a shout-out for Lolita's Parlor here in Marietta, Georgia. Please look it up online or go to lolitasparlor.com, and you will find it. It's a great place for ice cream, all Hershey's ice cream, quality ice cream. We've got over 32 flavors. And we also are offering Philly pretzels, and we have pizza. Very good pizza. Come and check it out, everyone. All right. So also, please don't forget to check out our website at howpsychic.com for all of your spiritual needs. Once more, that is howpsychic.com, HOWPSYCHIC.COM. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. For those of you that would like to call in and ask your question, the call-in number is 323-642-1694. Once you've called in, please push the number 1 on your phone to be brought into the queue to ask your question. For those of you tuning in and listening today, also remember, it's all about our thoughts, and our thoughts become our reality. Our thoughts are our energy, and this is what we manifest into the world. We send out vibration with our thoughts, and through that vibration, we attract what comes to us. Remember, every thought must be positive, because everything we want to manifest in our lives is positive. If we have a negative thought, or we have fear, worry, doubt, and concern, those are our worst enemies, for they will manifest the very things that we do not want. In spirituality, we like to call this the reverse manifestation. So please, everyone tuning in and listening, remember, our thoughts become our reality. It looks like we have another caller now on the show. The next caller is area code 202. First three digits are 213. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, I'm Dee Dee, and I'm calling from Virginia.
Yes, hello, Dee Dee. Go right ahead.
Hi. Okay. So my question involves, I have a roommate situation where, I'm trying to end it just so that we can close out the apartment and everything, although it's looking like she may or may not squat. I was wondering what you might see about how to get her to vacate peacefully, preferably without theft.
Okay. One moment, please.
Thank you.
Okay, and you've already attempted to have a heart-to-heart with her?
Yes, and she basically hasn't been paying rent. I had given her a very fair offer to move out. That was basically falling on deaf ears. She's trying to stay after I move out.
I'm definitely seeing the abrasive energy from this person right now, and I just feel that this person has had a history and a past behind them that is not so clear and positive. I also feel vices that they may have been using in the past to suppress their own emotions and things that they would have healed or should have healed but have not. I'm feeling this person is also in the frame of mind that they are deserving of everything and don't have to work for anything, okay? The best way, you're going to need to be aggressive, okay? It's time to stop being nice, and it's time to be aggressive. In this case, I know you don't want to be abrasive or aggressive, but it is time to do so. I'm getting that you want to be aggressive on both the physical plane and the spiritual plane with this person, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Which means that on the spiritual plane, I can give you suggestions. On the physical plane, you might have to file for eviction, something like that, okay? But what I am getting right now for the spiritual plane, you're going to want to write her name down on a piece of paper. You're going to write what you want to happen. Okay. And you're going to burn that paper. after you fold it away from you, okay? You're going to fold the paper away from you after writing it all down, and you're going to burn that paper, but do not do it indoors. Do not do it in a building. Take it outside and burn it, okay?
Okay.
And this is called a spiritual dismissal. This is when you are dismissing the person from your life. This can have a good effect. If you want a little bit stronger, you can add some salt to it, preferably sea salt, but if you want, you can also use table salt, which can be effective. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, wonderful. I feel that you may need a little spiritual assistance on this one. Go ahead and reach out to me through the website. That link is in the description.
Great. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Thank you. And have a great night.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. So thank you for calling in.
Thanks so much.
All right, everyone. We want to thank you for listening into today's show. We want to wish you all namaste, love, light. And we're going to go ahead and end. So once more, namaste, love, light, and good night.